Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 sampling lesson, where we're going to take a short, gritty vinyl heat top loop and stretch it into something that really lives in a jungle and old school D&B context. Think dusty hats, shuffled percussion, rim shots, chopped break tops, little funk fragments, anything with that worn in, slightly messy energy. The goal here is not just to warp a loop and call it done. The goal is to make it feel like a proper musical element in a 160 to 175 BPM drum and bass tune, something that can sit over an amen, support a rolling bass line, or add atmosphere in a darker halftime section. And we're doing it with stock devices only, which is perfect, because this workflow is really about ears, timing, groove, and character. No fancy third-party magic needed. First thing, choose the right source. For this kind of jungle material, the best loops are usually 1 to 4 bars long, with clear transient detail and enough natural swing to feel alive. You want percussion loops, shaker loops, tambourine loops, top-end break fragments, or noisy record-like drum textures. What you do not want is a loop that is too pristine and modern, because that often sounds sterile once you stretch it. A little grime is a feature here, not a flaw. Set your project tempo first. A great default is 170 BPM. If you want it harder and more rolling, go to 174. If you want a slightly more spacious old-school feel, 165 can work really nicely. Then drag the loop into an audio track and listen before touching anything. Ask yourself a few things. Does it already swing in a useful way? Are the transients strong enough? And is there too much low-mid junk in it? If the answer is mostly yes, great. If not, we'll shape it. Now open the clip view and enable warp. For top loops in D&B, the warp mode matters a lot. Start with beats. That's usually the most reliable choice, when the loop has obvious rhythmic hits and you want to keep the punch. Try a transient loop setting of 1/16th or 1/8th. Keep the preserve amount fairly high, somewhere around 80 to 100%, so the original attack stays present. If the loop starts to sound too machine-like, try repitch for a rawer, old sampler kind of attitude. That's a really strong old-school move because the tempo change affects the pitch too, which gives you that classic sampled feel. If the source is more musical or more smeared, Complex or Complex Pro can work, but be aware that these modes can soften the transients a little. Next, find the true downbeat. This part is super important. Zoom in and locate the first strong transient that really feels like the start of the musical phrase. Set the start marker there, trim off any dead space, and make sure the loop brace covers the exact musical length. 1 bar, 2 bars, or 4 bars, whatever the source wants to be. Don't force a perfectly robotic grid if the loop has swing. In jungle, slight asymmetry can be part of the charm. Now here's the creative decision. Do you want this loop to lock hard, or do you want it to stretch and smear a bit? If you want a tight, punchy loop for busy drops, use beats and keep the transients short and clear. If you want a more atmospheric, humid, smeared texture for intros and breakdowns, switch to Complex or Complex Pro and let it blur a little. In a full arrangement, having both versions is powerful. It lets you move between clean and dusty, focused and ghostly. For a deeper workflow, drag the loop into simpler on a MIDI track. Classic mode is especially useful here. It gives you more control over the sample's behavior, so you can trigger it with MIDI, adjust start and end points, and even make the loop feel more performable. One shot works if you just want the full loop to fire like audio, but classic is often better when you want to shape the phrasing. If the loop has a harsh top end, use the filter inside Simpler to gently tame it. If you want it to behave like a repeating instrument, turn loop on and use a gate trigger so your MIDI notes control the playback. That turns the sample into something more playable, which is great when you want to perform variations rather than just leave a static clip running. Now let's build the stock device chain. A really solid starting point is EQ8, saturator, drum bus, auto filter, utility, and then maybe a touch of echo or reverb if needed. This is a nice, efficient chain, because each device is doing a specific job rather than just piling on processing. Start with EQ8. In a D&B mix, top loops often need a high pass somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz to clear out low-end clutter. If the loop has a muddy or boxy area around 300 to 600 Hz, gently cut that too. Then listen for harshness in the upper mids or high end. Sometimes a little dip around 6 to 9 kHz helps if the loop is too sharp. If it feels dull, a small shelf around 8 to 12 kHz can bring air back. The important thing is not to overpolish. Jungle top loops are supposed to breathe with the drums, not sound like a clean pop percussion stem. After that, bring in saturator. A few dB of drive can make a huge difference. Start somewhere around 2 to 6 dB, turn soft clip on, and compensate the output so you're not just tricking yourself with volume. This adds density and helps the loop cut through when the bassline gets heavy. A tiny amount of gain before the saturator can also change the attitude more than you'd expect. Sometimes a 1 or 2 dB nudge is all it takes to wake the sample up. Then use drum bus. This is great for adding edge, punch, and a little bit of attitude to a top loop. Keep it subtle. A little drive, a little transient boost if the loop needs more snap, and only a tiny amount of crunch if any. Boom is usually off or very low for top loops, because we do not want extra low end fighting the kick and sub. The goal is impact, not bloat. Next comes auto filter, which is where you can start making the loop move over time. This is huge for arrangement. Use a low pass sweep in the intro, maybe opening from around 1.5 kHz up to full brightness. Or use a band pass during a breakdown to isolate the upper percussion and create tension. You can also automate a high pass rise into the drop, so the low end space clears, and the groove feels like it opens up. A touch of resonance can make things more eerie and jungle-like, but keep it controlled. After that, use utility to manage width and overall balance. Top loops can sometimes get too wide and smear the center of the mix. If that happens, pull the width back a little, maybe to around 80 to 100%. Check mono compatibility too, because a wide loop that sounds exciting in stereo can vanish or phase badly when summed. Utility is also great for simple gain trimming, which helps the loop sit properly against the drums and bass. If the loop feels too dry, add a very small amount of echo or reverb. Keep this subtle. For echo, try a short rhythmic division like 1/8 or 1/16 dotted, with low feedback and very low dry/wet. For reverb, use a small room or plate with a short decay and high pass it if possible. The point is to suggest space, not wash out the groove. In jungle, too much reverb can quickly turn a tight loop into fog. Now let's talk about arrangement. Do not leave one static loop running the entire track. Make it into a performance element. Create at least three variations: a main version that's bright and full, a dark version that's filtered and a bit wetter, and a tension version that is band-passed or high-passed for build sections. Then automate between them across the arrangement. For example, use the dark version in the intro, slowly open the filter over 8 bars, bring in the clean version in the drop, and then strip it back again before the next transition. You can even alternate between clean and dirty states every few bars to keep the listener engaged. This is classic old-school movement, and it works because the top end is always evolving. A really strong jungle trick is layering. Put your top loop quietly over an amen or another break. Let the break carry the body and the top loop carry the sparkle and swing. If they clash, do not panic. Nudge the clip slightly, reduce some upper mid energy with EQ, or lower the level so it becomes texture rather than the main rhythmic driver. The best setups often feel like the break and the loop are talking to each other. Here are a few advanced coach notes to keep in mind. Treat the loop like a lead instrument, not background spice. In jungle, a top loop often carries identity, so if it disappears once the bass enters, it probably needs more upper mid presence or more rhythmic clarity. Also, pay attention to the handshake with the snare. The best top loops do not just stay in time, they seem to push and bounce against the snare in a way that feels alive. If the groove feels stiff, try nudging the clip a few milliseconds or adjusting warp marker spacing instead of just turning it up. Another big one. Tiny gain moves matter. A 1 to 2 dB change before saturation or drum bus can completely change the character. And remember, a top loop can actually be too perfect. If it sounds like a loop pack demo, degrade it a little. Use a less linear warp choice. Resample it and rewarp it. Shorten the filter movement or add a little grit. Slight imperfection is often what makes it feel like jungle. For advanced variation, try duplicating the loop and offsetting the second copy by a few milliseconds. Keep it quieter than the main layer. That can create a subtle double-pressed final feel without sounding like chorus. You can also run the same source through two different warp modes on separate tracks, one in beats for punch and one in complex or repitch for smear and color. Blend them quietly for a richer texture. Pitch automation is another killer move. Even a 1 or 2 semitone dip at the end of a 4 or 8 bar phrase can make a fill feel like it's tumbling into the next section. And reversed fragments are classic jungle language. Slice tiny bits of the loop, reverse them, and place them before snare hits or section changes. That gives your arrangement a proper old-school sense of motion. If you want an even grittier result, resample your processed loop once it sounds right. That old commitment-based workflow gives you something more concrete to chop, pitch, and warp again. Often the bounced version has more attitude than the original because all the processing has been printed together. You can also pitch the loop down 1 to 3 semitones for a darker, more menacing vibe, especially in deeper rollers or stripped back 174 sections. Here's a simple practice exercise. Build a clean, rolling version of the loop first. Warp it in beats, high pass it, add a little saturator, a little drum bus, and keep the width near 100%. Then duplicate it and make a dark tension version. Switch that one to complex or repitch. Drop it by 2 semitones, low pass it. Add a touch of echo and narrow the width a bit. Arrange those 2 versions over 16 bars so the dark one opens into the clean one. You'll hear how the same source can become 2 completely different jungle tools.